Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks. College football fans showed up outside Penn State head coach Joe Paterno's house overnight chanting, "Let Joe stay, let Joe stay."
Paterno has led the Nittany Lions since 1966, and today he announced that this will be his last season. He'll be retiring amid a sex scandal that's rocked the college football world. In a statement he issued today, Paterno said he'd wished he'd done more about allegations that one of his assistant coaches was sexually abusing young boys for more than a decade.
And we're also seeing news reports right now that longtime Penn State president Graham Spanier will be forced out or resign by the end of the day. Meghna, I have to tell you that I'm a Penn State alum. I was born and raised in State College, Pennsylvania, where this all went down. And this has just been incredible to see a scandal taking down every beloved authority figure that this community defines itself around. It's just blowing me away. So joining us now to talk about what he thinks, as he does on most days, on Wednesdays, I should say, is the host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Bill, welcome.
Thank you.
I was sort of a weird, arty kid growing up, and organized athletics was everything that was sort of mean and brutal and conformist and corrupt about the world. And yet I watched Penn State football games because I somehow had this sense that Joe Pa was different. Talk about his legacy.
Well, I think you had a lot of company, as you have expressed it, Adam, but also in that so many college coaches, football and basketball, promise that they will stick around, and then as soon as a better job opens up somewhere else, off they go. Yeah. Joe Paterno, of course, has been a rock in terms of staying at Penn State forever. And the program has been more or less free of NCAA violations as well. All that, unhappily, has gone by the boards, as you suggested.
Is it really like that, just with a flip of a switch? You think that this is going to be his lasting legacy, is what's happened these last week?
It cannot be otherwise. I mean, a big part of his legacy is going to be that he failed to take adequate notice of a criminal act, a sexual abuse of a child, and failed to report it upstairs with the kind of gravity that it demanded and failed to report it to the authorities. A crime was committed. In fact, if we are to believe the allegations, quite a large number of crimes committed against a large number of children over a long period of time. And Joe Paterno and the others seem very clearly to have been involved in enabling those crimes to take place.
Well, Bill, actually, I look forward to hearing how you're going to cover it this weekend on Only a Game. But while we're talking about football, let me just throw in a quick question here about the Pats. I mean, they dropped their second game in a row this past weekend. Doesn't look very good. They also dropped defensive tackle Albert Haynesworth. So what's going on?
Well, Albert Haynesworth was a gamble from the beginning, Meghna. He was inconsistent on the field and a consistently explosive and weird character off the field as well. This is a guy who once on the field stomped on an opponent's head and got himself penalized 30 yards in one play. If he'd stopped on an opponent's head outside the stadium, the penalty would have been more like 30 years. So he was a risk to begin with. He didn't pan out as a player, and he didn't pan out as a teammate, and so that's that.
We want to take a minute to remember boxing legend Smokin' Joe Frazier, of course, who died this week at age 67. Here he is talking in some archival tape from the early 70s about his famous fights with Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali down in Miami earlier this week, and he called you a good street fighter. Does that make you mad?
Don't make me mad at all.
How do you react?
I feel like I'm just as much fighter, better, and twice times as better as him.
How do you rate him as an opponent?
I think he's a good fighter.
Bill, your thoughts on the passing of Joe Frazier?
Well, one of the things that Joe Frazier's death has kind of brought back is how much attention people paid to Frazier and Ali, even people who paid no attention at all to boxing.
Right.
It was really a different time. It was a time when boxing and matches like the three fights between Ali and Frazier caught the public's attention to a tremendous degree, whether or not you think that's a good idea. Nowadays, how many people could tell you who's heavyweight champion of the world?
I have no idea.
Not me.
Exactly. Yeah. 0-2 in this room. I could do it, but I won't spoil the suspense. I'll let people go to Google and find it out that way.
WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and then again at 7 p.m. You can also hear Bill most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Bill, a pleasure as always.
Thank you.